This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Investigators probing a mass shooting in Las Vegas have identified the shooter as a local resident, 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, and suggest there does not appear to be any link to terrorism. While police do not believe there are any other active shooters, they say they are hunting for an Asian female connected to the case, whose name is Mary Lou Danley. Some reports saying that some 50 people have been killed and more than 200 others wounded after Paddock began shooting into the crowds at a country music concert just off the Vegas Strip. It's being reported the shooter was firing an automatic rifle from the 32nd floor of the nearby Mandalay Bay Hotel. He was later shot and killed by police. Local media reports say hundreds of shots were fired by the gunman, police closing down the Las Vegas Strip. Around 400 people from China who were rescued following a devastating hurricane in Dominica arriving at Shanghai's Pudong International Airport. Stranded Chinese nationals, mostly employees of Chinese-funded companies involved in building a bridge, a Chinese government assistance project in Dominica, were transferred to a neighboring country before making the journey back. Rescue mission marking the first time for a Chinese flight to land on the territory of Antigua and Barbuda. Hurricane Maria, a Category 5 storm, hitting Dominica on the evening of September 18th with winds of some 260 kilometers per hour, killing at least 15 people and leaving 20 others missing. The general provisions of the civil law of China go into effect on Sunday. The 11-chapter, 206-article general provisions of the civil law confirming the civil rights of Chinese citizens. The general provisions of the civil law passed by China's National People's Congress, provisions representing the preamble of the civil code planned to be enacted by 2020. The new provisions adding an article on the protection of the interests of fetuses, saying that fetuses that require protection in the succession of estates and receipt of donations shall be deemed as having the capacity of civil rights. Statutory age limit for minors with limited capacity for civil conduct lowered from 10 to 8 years old, which is primarily designed to raise minors' awareness of their rights and obligations. Provisions also stipulate that an adult with no or limited capacity for civil conduct shall not be eligible to be a guardian. Road, rail, and air transport across China bracing for a busy week. This year's week-long holiday to mark the National Day beginning yesterday. Well, the Mid-Autumn Festival falls on October 4th, the two occasions combining to create an 8-day holiday period. The National Tourism Administration saying the total number of domestic tourists from October 1st to the 8th expected to exceed 700 million. Revenue from domestic tourism expected to hit nearly 600 billion yuan. In China, northwestern and southwestern regions remain top on the list for places to go. For overseas travel, Eastern Europe and African routes have become a new hit. During the busy travel season, air transport expected to move more than 13 million passengers, 14% more than last year. The average number of daily flights expected to reach 14,800. The China Railway Corporation is expecting rail transport to move some 130 million passengers during the 8-day holiday. New figures released by the gold lobby in China suggesting this country's reserves hitting 12,100 tons as of the end of 2016. The China Gold Association also reporting gold transactions in China hitting around 70,000 tons. China's been the world's biggest gold producer for the past 10 years and the largest gold consumer for 4 years after surpassing India. The China Gold Association says it expects gold production to hit 500 tons by 2020, up from the roughly 450 tons generated in China right now. This year's Nobel Prize for Medicine has been awarded to three Americans for their discoveries about the body's daily rhythms. The prize has been awarded jointly to Jeffrey Hall, Michael Robach, and Michael Young for their discoveries surrounding the molecular mechanisms that control our circadian rhythms. Circadian rhythms are the human body's internal clock. The Nobel Prize announcements beginning this Monday with the Medicine Award, each prize this year worth around $1.1 million. Turkey's president openly suggesting his government's attempt to join the European Union might well be over. Addressing the Turkish parliament, Recep Tayyip Erdogan has told lawmakers that Turkey does not need to join the EU. In making the statement, Erdogan also says Turkey will not be the first side to walk away from the long-stalled accession talks. Erdogan telling Turkish lawmakers that while he believes Europe has abandoned Turkey when it comes to fighting terrorism, he does say that Turkey's membership in the European Union would be critical in helping start a new wave of cultural and economic growth. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.